My name is Chris Johnson. Something has come to my attention. I don't really know how to fucking deal with it, but I have been told that my new podcast photo isn't showing up on all the podcasting sites. I did some investigating, and that is correct. The judge told me. I got a text message that said something like, "Your fucking photo isn't different, you asshole." And I knew he was using speech to text. This fucking guy uses speech to text all the time, and I don't understand why. I know when he's using it, because anytime he swears, they fucking blur it out. If I, Chris Johnson, who does not use that stupid fucking service, I guess. Is it a service? I don't know what the fuck it is. Feature? I don't use speech to text. So if I'm going to text somebody like, "Hey, fuckhead, what are you doing?" It's going to actually say F-U-C-K-H-E-A-D. It spells out fuckhead. But like if he sends that to me, it'll be like, "Hey, F," and then a bunch of fucking like asterisks. And one time I was like, "Why the fuck are you doing this?" He's like, "Ah, it's the fucking speech to text." If I fucking knew the speech to text was going to fucking censor my shit, I wouldn't even fucking swear. Like, to me, the fucking asterisks are more offensive and fucking lamer than just not swearing at all. But anyway, I got that fucking message that called me a fucking asshole because my fucking photo wasn't different. It's changed on most sites. It's changed on Podbean and fucking Spotify and Amazon, iHeartRadio, like all these fucking major sites. But it's not changed on fucking Apple Podcasts. I don't fucking know why. I can't fucking figure it out. I looked into it for a little while, but like, sometimes my patience for like figuring shit out is so minuscule that like I spent like 20 minutes on it. I was like, "You know what? I don't give a fuck. Fine. Use the old picture, you pieces of shit. I'll figure it out eventually." Like I gotta fucking like get to a point where I'm so annoyed about it where I finally act. You know what? It's far down the list. The new picture's on like Facebook. It's on most places. I'll just fucking deal with it. I'll try to carve out some time to fucking fix this Apple shit, but I haven't fucking figured it out yet. But the new picture is awesome. I've gotten compliments on it. And by compliments, I think a compliment? I don't know. I know I got one. But if I say compliments, then you think like, this motherfucker's got a lot going on. He's got a lot of peeps. He's got a big fucking following. So the eclipse was recently, and I don't remember when the fuck it was. I can't remember if it was like last week or the week before. Like, I have no memory of it. I just remember the eclipse happened recently. I want to say like maybe like a week ago. I was working, so I didn't like have anything planned. I didn't really give a shit about it either. Like, I think space is fucking cool. I got space calendars, for fuck's sake. Like Hubble or James Webb telescope. I don't know who's taking these goddamn shots. But there are fucking galaxies and nebulas and all that shit with like stories. And like every day it'll be like, in fucking 1969, the fucking Voyager 2 flew past fucking Venus. I'm like, oh, holy shit, how about that? So I'm interested in the cosmos. And I like eclipses. The reason I'm not really into a solar eclipse is because I don't fucking trust the eyewear. It's fucking flimsy bullshit. You expect me to look at the fucking sun with the same shit that you give me when I go to a fucking 3D movie? Get the fuck out of here, man. I ain't fucking doing that. I know somebody who fucking used those goddamn glasses and was like, my fucking eyes hurt. I'm fucking glad I didn't do it. And two, I don't want to be like with a bunch of fucking strangers out in the goddamn crowd. And it was cloudy here in Buffalo too. One thing I did notice though about the eclipse, and you see this stupid bullshit all the time. It's not just the eclipses, like any big event, like World Cup in soccer, the Olympics, a Super Bowl, just name something big, NCAA tournament, something that a lot of people are interested in. You always get, "I don't give a fuck guy." I don't give a fuck guy is the absolute fucking worst. They can't wait to fucking tell you how little they give a shit about what you fucking care about. And it's not like me. Like, I don't fucking give a shit about fucking anything. But you know what? I like that people like things. I like enjoying specific things. I love baseball. I sat on my ass and watched a fucking Jays game today. And they fucking won 3-1, even though they're fucking hitting like dog shit. They're playing pretty well. They're 9-8 at the time of this recording. I believe that's good for last place in the division, but I don't give a shit. Like, it's fucking early yet, and it could be a lot fucking worse. But I fucking love baseball. And if I post on, like, social media how much I love baseball, there is going to be a fucking asshole that has to tell me how much they fucking hate it. That has to tell me that they think it sucks. That has to tell me that they think it's fucking boring. Guess what? I don't give a baker's fuck what you think about baseball. I don't care. You don't have to say that. You don't have to be a negative piece of shit. I think people, because I complain all the time, they accuse me of being negative. I'm not fucking negative. I just hate things. There's a fucking big difference between being a negative fucking asshole that just sucks the enjoyment out of the fucking room and who is somebody you don't want to fucking be around than me, who just fucking hates everything. Me not liking things is not the same thing as being negative about it. I just think a lot of things suck. But I don't want to fucking like shit on people who enjoy stuff. People were super fucking excited about the eclipse. You know what? Go outside. Go outside and fucking enjoy it. Knock yourself out. There were a whole bunch of people in the fucking parking lot here. They fucking set up like blankets in the fucking lawns. and they were looking up at it and they were fucking pointing and taking pictures. I don't really understand taking pictures because it's going to be like a shitty phone picture. I know these phones got good fucking cameras, but like, go on fucking Twitter or some shit. It's the same fucking picture. Like, oh, it's fucking totality. You know, there's fucking professionals that are going to be taking shots of that shit. Oh, just fucking enjoy it. But anyway, I just fucking hate the fact that people have to tell you how little they fucking care about something that's allegedly popular. Yo, it doesn't make you fucking awesome or better than anybody else that you didn't give a shit about the fucking eclipse. You could just not talk about it. You could just be like, you know what? I don't give a shit about the eclipse. I'm going to go watch fucking Bravo and sit on your fucking ass inside your goddamn house and just fucking do whatever. You could just fucking do that. You don't have to be a fucking prick. That's what I want everybody to fucking understand. You don't need to be a fucking asshole all the time. Why the fuck would you just go out of your way just to be a dick? Jesus fucking Christ. This is why I hate people. This is why I don't want to fucking hang out with anybody. Because of shit like this. Like, if I was in like a fucking friend group and somebody fucking started talking like that, I'd be like, are you fucking shitting me, motherfucker? I'd be starting fights. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Website, app, whatever the fuck you want to use. I'm also a major podcasting sites like Apple Podcast. No more Google Podcast. They fucking, they shit-canned that. Google Podcast is tits up. But any other major sites you want. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes. And this shit will be my Facebook timeline for you.